Oh, really?
Yeah,
you got that far? Goodness gracious. Have you ever thought about going back?
No, taking up that class? Not now.
What about your mother? Where was she born?
Mobile.
What about what she does for a living?
I'm just housewife.
What about her schooling?
She just finished high school.
Okay. Are your grandparents still living? Did you know them pretty well?
Yes, sir. I know both my grandparents on one side, and my grandfather died on the other side when I was pretty young. Mm-hmm. But I kind of remember him a little bit, not too much.
Do you happen to know where your grandfather on your mother's side was born?
Atmore.
He was born at Atmore?
Yes, sir.
That's on your mother's side?
Yes, sir.
Is he still living? Is he born?
Yes, sir.
What about what he did for a living?
He quit school when I think he was in the sixth grade, but he's a fireman right now in Mobile County. He's been in the fire department for about 30 years.
Is he still working as a fireman?
Yes, sir.
And you say he got through the sixth grade?
Yes, sir.
What about his wife? Do you know where she was born?
A lot more.
Was your mother the same case as you, born in Mobile and then went back to Escambia County?
See, the relatives on both sides of my parents were all from Atmore. Mm-hmm. But my mother lived in Mobile. Mm-hmm. That's where she was born, that's where she lived. Mm-hmm.
And your grandmother, was she a housewife?
No, she used to work for National Gypsum, but now she sells real estate.
What was National Gypsum?
It's a big company that makes like plywood and stuff like that.
Did she say she's in real estate now?
Yes, sir.
Know anything about her school?
No, sir, I sure don't.
Think she high school would be more good?
I think I'm pretty sure she finished high school.
Okay. And your other grandparents, your grandpa, your father's dad, still living?
No, he's dead. I don't know much about him.
Do you know where he was born?
They lived in Atmore for a long time, then they moved to Monroeville, but I don't know exactly, where he was born.
Was he living in Monroeville when he died?
Yes, sir, I think. I'm pretty sure.
What about what he did for a living?
Worked for Alabama Power Company.
What exactly did he do?
He was a lineman.
Okay. Anything about his school?
No, sir.
And his wife, is she still living?
Yes, sir.
Any idea where she was born?
Not sure, I don't.
What about what she did for a living?
She used to work for Standard Oil Company, and then she, after my grandfather died, she moved to Gulf Shores and went into real estate for a while, and then owned her own business. She owned a souvenir store, but now she doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Any idea about her school?
No, sir.
Okay. And you're single, right?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Gulf Shores, like about what size town it is?
Okay. The beach is 32 miles long, and the town has about, I think, 4,000 full-time residents, but during the summer it goes up to about 80,000.
All these people in hotels?
Yes.
Is there any particular time during the summer when it's at its peak?